When it comes to the once Wild West, Wyoming, the most rural state in America, has never been tamed. With rugged natural beauty that can stretch for literally as far as the eye can see, this part of the country stands out as a rare example of nature untouched. And it's not the only rare sight. At 67 years old, Gary Sokotnik can still corral his cattle. The lifetime rancher says this work is more of a calling than a job. And his connection to this land, never more evident than when he has a chance to show and tell its history. Sokotnik's family laid claim to this piece of heaven in southwest Wyoming back in 1908. Those decades of ownership have brought with them a huge sense of pride, and even more so, enormous responsibility. But even the best stewards can't tame Mother Nature. And that's turned this land into a battleground against the bone-dry climate. The lack of water has meant huge problems for local livestock and wildlife, especially this elusive bird, the sage grouse. So few have they become that the federal government has listed the sage grouse as a potentially endangered species. That's where energy company Shell stepped in and began a project called the Healthy Lands Initiative. The initiative provides millions of dollars in funding to guarantee that enough sprinkler systems, solar pumps, and fence lines are in place to make a difference. Amy Davison works at Shell's drilling operations at Pinedale, a fair stretch, some 60 miles from Gary Sokotnik's ranch. But when you drill the land, you have a responsibility to look after it. It's an obligation that workers like Amy Davison take very seriously. She knows that money for innovative environmental solutions is crucial to paving that path to preservation. In some ways, it's an unusual partnership, but essential if the way of life experienced by Gary Sokotnik is to be passed along to future generations.